This is Shambhala Sun, editor of web publications Rod Mead Sperry, and you're listening to Shambhala Sun Audio. With the People's Republic of China, and even its long-deceased founder, Mao Zedong, so much a part of the news these days, it's good to get a reality check on the impact of Mao and his cultural revolution. Few people can speak about that impact with the hard-won authority of Yung Chong, who wrote the best-selling Wild Swans and Mao, the Unknown Story. In this clip from her interview with Shambhala Sun Associate Editor Andrea Miller, published in our current issue under the title Love Was the Root of Our Courage, Yung Chong speaks of what life was really like during this pivotal and tragic era of modern Chinese history.
I know that you've had a connection with the Dalai Lama and things like that. Do you have any sort of spiritual path yourself?
I wasn't brought up to have any religion. My paternal grandmother was a Buddhist, and my father's sisters were Buddhists, and I respect them very much. Well, I just met the Dalai Lama in the year 2000, when I went to Dharamsala to interview him for our biography of Mao, and I respect him very much.
So what can you tell me about that meeting that you had with the Dalai Lama?
Well, we interviewed him about his meetings with Mao when he was a young man in the early 1950s, when he went to Beijing to see Mao and to attend the the National People's Congress. It was a very interesting interview, and the Dalai Lama is a fantastic personality, and I was very impressed with him.
Well, what was fantastic about him?
He advocates peace, and he has always been opposed to violence. I mean, the Tibetans suffered tremendously under Mao, and we have a chapter in our biography of Mao that described what devastation and horror Mao brought to Tibet. But the Dalai Lama never endorsed violence, and also, he also preached forgiveness.
Thinking back to Wild Swans now, some of our readers, won't have read Wild Swans, which is too bad. They should. but what was it like for you growing up?
In China?
Yes.
Yes, I grew up in China until I was 24 in 1978, when I left China. Wild Swans is the story of my grandmother, my mother, and myself. Our stories span the 20th century in China. Half of the book is more involved me. When I was growing up, I was born in 1952, before the Cultural Revolution, which started in 1966, and I lived in a very privileged environment of the communist elite, because my parents were communist officials. And I grew up so much taking hierarchy and privilege for granted, that when I first came to England, I thought England was wonderfully classless compared to China. And then when I was 14, the Cultural Revolution started, and I witnessed a lot of violence and atrocities, and it was really horrible. If we have one word to describe Mao's China under Mao, particularly in the Cultural Revolution, and that is fear. And, I grew up with fear deeply embedded in my heart.
I mean, you were living in a society that just went insane. What kind of view of human nature do you have after living through that?
I saw a lot of, as I said, violence and atrocities. And I witnessed, the pits, of ugliness in human nature. I saw people denouncing each other, children denouncing their parents, and people were driven to suicide. I mean, and in fact, I counted at one time. I knew about 100 deaths, and we're not talking about public figures that I have no relation with. I mean, these are people in the environment.
Wow.
I think most of them committed suicide after their family had denounced them. But I also natural nobility and strength in human beings, qualities that that were brought out by adversity, by unprecedented adversity. I think, for example, in my family, when you know, at the time children were encouraged to denounce their parents, but my family became closer in the Cultural Revolution. And one, the major reason, in fact, was because my parents became victims. And I loved my parents. And when I had to choose between Mao and my parents, I chose my parents. And I respected them. For example, my mother got into trouble because she was under tremendous pressure to denounce my father. My father had got into trouble because he stood up to Mao and protested against the Cultural Revolution. And as a result, you know, he was arrested, tortured, driven insane. He was exiled to a camp and later died prematurely. My mother had actually had a lot of bitterness against my father. You know, my father was somebody who always put his principles before the interest of his family and was a man very difficult to live with. But when my mother was under pressure to denounce him, she refused. And instead, she stood by him. And as a result, you know, she went through over 100 of those ghastly denunciation meetings. You probably have seen some pictures of these meetings when people's arms were ferociously twisted the back and their head ferociously pushed down. My mother was made to kneel on broken glass. And she was paraded in the streets where, you know, children spat at her and threw stones at her. She was exiled to a camp. But she throughout all this, she stood by my father and she suffered for my father. I admire my parents, and I developed a love and a feeling for them with a strength that couldn't have existed in normal times. I found out how strong I could be. I would go with my parents to those denunciation meetings, and I would sit in a hysterical crowd yearning for their blood, you know, where they could see me, so they knew, you know, there was somebody there who loved them, and that would give them some strength. I mean, I was so terrified. I was shivering in my heart. I could go through with it, but I would not be crushed, so to speak.
That was Yung Chong speaking with Shambhala Sun Associate Editor Andrea Miller for the feature interview in our November 2009 issue, Love Was the Root of Our Courage. You'll find that interview on page 56 of the magazine. This is Rod Mead Sperry, and thanks for listening to Shambhala Sun Audio.